For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abul Jood. Canadian activist and author Eve Engler was released on Tuesday, February 25, after spending 5 days in prison due to accusations of harassment by pro-Israeli influencer Dalia Kurtz. After SPVM contacted Engler about their plans to arrest him following Kurtz's complaint against him, he went on X to clarify the issue. Engler wrote that while he did respond to the influencer's racist, violent, and anti-Palestinian posts on the platform, he did not harass, message, or threaten her. In response to Engler's posts about his arrest and the accusations against him, the Canadian Foreign Policy Institute initiated an action campaign. By the time it was published, more than 3,000 had reached out to the Montreal police, asking for the charges against Engler to be dropped. However, the police proceeded to further the charges against him and demand that he stop speaking about the case. Engler has been a prominent critic of Israel and the Canadian military for over 20 years. He told Middle East Eye that his detainment is part of a targeting of those who oppose Canada's complicity in Israel's apartheid and genocide. Medical officials from Gaza reported that at least 6 Palestinian infants, including 3 newborns, have died from hypothermia since Tuesday. According to Al Jazeera correspondent Hani Mahmoud, doctors confirmed that for the past week, many families have been struggling to keep their babies warm during this cold weather. Hamas denounced the deaths of these infants, saying they are a result of Israel's criminal policies. They also released a statement urging mediators and the international community to take action and ensure the entry of shelter and other humanitarian supplies into the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military has not yet commented on the matter. Israel continues to block the entry of temporary housing into Gaza, despite it being among the conditions of the ceasefire agreement. On Tuesday, February 18, the day Israel was supposed to withdraw its troops from southern Lebanon, Israeli forces opened fire at southerners trying to return to their villages, killing around 15 people and injuring more than 83. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu justified Israel's refusal to withdraw from Lebanon by saying Hezbollah has not pulled back enough from the border area. Lebanon rejected those claims and urged Israel to abide by their deadline. Since November 27, the Israeli army has violated the ceasefire agreement over hundreds of times. The series of violations include ground incursions, aerial attacks, airspace violations, demolishing of civilian homes, and the reinforcement of military positions. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Drops my eyes with a 9mm and serve the clip. Cock and piss it in my lap, fall into a deep sleep. Grab a rope, hang up by his feet, fucking with me. Mess a tiny niggas trying to catch a creep. Look into the mirror.
I know I see things you don't see.
Jackie hit the Glock. Niggas that's a dodge your friends. Never wear your friends. Smiling in your face. Stab you in your back, it never stop. Trying to dodge the bullets, living every day. Selling games in the cut. Trying to make some ends to keep my pockets from broke. If I make it, now you gotta be for a lick. But I'd rather pimp pose or it's like dope. But I'm to the point where I don't understand your game playing. My breath gets shot, the bullet wounds hurt. I think I'm gonna die, man.
Then I grab my Glock with the quickness that this bitch up in and fucking shit.
Tryna get my stain squeezing to my bun. I feel grab the couple switches, let the tent. Are we locked out? Smoke out, hit blackout. When 20 gauges broke out, friends no hit the gas now. Better back to Ambridge, counting all my cheese. Robbing gang and stacking, this my favorite gang. Smoking on my weed, forward on my tight rope. Hung low, miss a tiny mind.
Quickly.
your stain while I'm on a Mary Jane. Fuck you, Lemon Lanes. Hey, my gang, better watch your back, cause bitch, I stay strapped.
Welcome to Psychic Ceremony on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, Owen.
And I'm Josh. How are you guys doing today? I hope it's good.
Yeah, we're getting a little more sunlight these days. Clocks reset. What, next week? Next time we're on here, it might still be a little light out as we're starting.
Daylight savings.
Yeah, coming in hot. Looking forward to it.
I think.
The 9th.
Yeah.
What's that, next Monday?
Let's see. That'll be Sunday. Okay, yeah. So we're gonna have some light in the studio.
Looking forward to it. That first song was "Try Me" by Lil Noid, some '90s Memphis hardcore. Been on a bit of a Memphis hip hop kick the last few weeks.
Yeah, that was really cool.
I had to switch it up. I like that. Just super gritty, really homemade kind of, you know, dirty, grimy Memphis rap. It's good. Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lil Noid. Paranoid Funk is the tape. Check it out. Kind of an underrated cut.
Yeah. Fantastic name. And next we're going into a new single from Montreal's Nada El Shazly. Her album, Laini Tani, is coming out June 6th. And she just recently released the first single, Korzatain.
It seems that this record is coming out maybe on a new label that she has something to do with, that's a subsidiary of One Little Independent Records. I'm not too sure. It's at least affiliated with One Little Independent. I'm sure many of you are familiar with from their releasing of Bjork's first couple albums and many other influential acts. Very cool. I think we saw Nada El Shazly at Suoni back in June play some of this music, because I saw in the credits on the Bandcamp page that Sarah Page is playing the harp on here, and they performed together. I'm really excited. I haven't heard this song yet, so this will be my first time.
Well, without further ado, this is Korzatain by Nada El Shazly.
Father في قلبي ماله ماله الاتنين ولساني
you Production Nuit d'Afrique invites you to discover new talent with its World Music Showcase, the 18th edition of City d'Or dans la musique du monde. Come discover 36 acts every Tuesday and Wednesday at Club Balatou until April 9th. Take part in the free showcase concerts and vote for your favorite artists. More info on Célidor.com, Facebook, and Instagram.
Stay tuned to CJLO 1690, Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon, for Montreal's most diversified gospel show, Gospel Unlimited. Join Ray, Tanisha, and Curtis as they take you on a musical journey and share stimulating conversations along the way. Don't miss it. Saturday mornings, 10 to noon. Gospel Unlimited.
CJLO Radio Concordia.
That track was What Do You Want Me to Do by The Pointed Sticks. Pointed Sticks are a band from Vancouver, and I found this 45 out there when I was visiting just this past week. Before the break, what was the last thing we played there, Josh?
Oh, yeah, that was Model Collapse by the UK's Sully, legendary jungle producer. And before that, you heard Gorzatain by Nad El Shazly. But before we go on, actually, we got a question for you. Ugly Pop Records. What's up with them? We were trying to place where we know them from, and we haven't been digging up any information. Yeah. If you got any information on Ugly Pop Records, call us at 514-848-7471. That's 514-848-7471.
You know, I think they're a label I like followed on Instagram out of CanCon interest, but never really was super familiar with any of their releases, and then picked this up and saw the label and was like, so yeah, this is the reissue I picked up. Yeah. I don't know if it was originally self-released or what. I also found their, the original LP that they did. They only ever did one LP, I believe, before they broke up. Found that in Vancouver as well. Also really great, but check out The Pointed Sticks. I got really put onto them from this movie Josh and I watched together, Out of the Blue. There's an awesome scene in that movie where the Pointed Sticks are playing and they go to this concert.
Yeah, great movie.
Yeah, great movie.
Yeah, well, without further ado, let's keep going.
Yeah,
with the mix. Next we're gonna play a track from the new Marie Davidson album, City of Clowns.
Yeah, another local legend here.
Yes, sir.
She just had a album release show this past weekend at the SAT. Big sold out endeavor. The new album seems to be doing really well for her.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is Statistical Modeling from City of Clowns, and this is Psychic Ceremony on CJLO 1690 AM.
levels of symbiosis. Life is only fragile as your battle. So you can ask Adam why he chose the apple. For real, I see the beauty in the luminescence. It's where I should be, but I'm lucid in my pupicessus. In a single minute, I wouldn't have to worry about shit. If I need the story to finish, the story you already did. Is it worse than not knowing your worth? And your boss calling for work, and your eyeballing the perk, and your side scrolling for anything mind blowing, it hurts. Life roaming the earth, so hard to find a purpose. And I feel the pressure right from under my sweater. The trumpet on the horns, the drummer coming, the drummer coming. And this is it, I'm going out like a bitch. The trumpet on the horns, the drummer coming, the drummer coming. I tell my lover, I don't need him to suffer. The trumpet on the horns, the drummer coming, the drummer coming. So run for cover, I'm ready, you motherfuckers. The trumpet on the horns, the drummer coming, the drummer coming. And I am sweeter than the past tense. And I am sweeter than the last step. And I reminisce on the stupid life that I hold. And new anxiety forms I do right, I suppose. But it's still the angels called the waiting on delayed response. My way we thought could do with all, way with yours. And days is hard, I'm used to all. The same result is funny. But where is all the promise that he claimed is all? She just makes me think that I just wanna be loved. Is all that's missing from my list, and I don't wanna be judged. I miss my baby if they take me, so I gotta speak up. Cause Angel Gabriel is set to solve my problems in one. It's bad decisions and religions in my honesty come. From activist to activism as I swallow the gum. It's fast ignition up the cliff, think I'm ready for this. This is it, I've been waiting my whole life for this shit. I feel the pressure right from under my sweater. The trumpet on the horns, the drummer coming, the drummer coming. And this is it, I'm going out like a bitch. The trumpet on the horns, the drummer coming, the drummer coming. I tell my lover, I don't need him to suffer. The trumpet on the horns, the drummer coming, the drummer coming. So run for cover, I'm ready, you motherfuckers. The trumpet on the horns, the drummer coming, the drummer coming.
That song you just heard was Ninth Heaven by Backwash off her upcoming record Only Dust Remains, I believe it's called. Yeah, yeah. Only Dust Remains. I guess we haven't heard from Backwash in a while after a very prolific sprout in the pandemic, but she's got a new record coming out. I hadn't heard that track yet, but very different sound.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm really curious to see what the record sounds like.
Yeah, there's another single out. Let me just pull it up here. The other single, Wake Up, definitely sounds more traditional Backwash, but it's also 7 minutes long, so a bit too long for the radio.
Yeah, I'm excited to check out this record, though, hear that other song. I'll give it a whirl.
Yeah, exciting stuff, because, yeah, I wasn't sure if we were going to get more Backwash.
Yeah.
Before that, you heard Thank You, Lord by Mother Mary, formerly Adjoins, Montreal noise artist.
Shout out to Clementine.
Yeah. And
before, friend of the show.
Yeah. And before that, you heard Four Walls by Hope Sandoval with Massive Attack and Burial. That was a track I hadn't heard until recently, actually. Really cool one as well. 12 minutes. We didn't play the whole thing.
The abridged version.
Yeah, the abridged version. Some classic, to the point of being almost cliche burialisms for sure. But you know what, I'm here for it always.
Yeah.
And Massive Attack, as as you know, is, well, we're both huge fans of Massive Attack.
Of course. You know, they just announced some more shows out in the UK, and I was like, maybe I'll finally like see Massive Attack. But it's been three times they've canceled on me, and I think I'm done. Yeah. I think that's it. Three strikes, you're out. I'm sorry, Massive Attack. Maybe someday they'll come to Montreal. It'd be awesome.
When they release some new music, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. But it's cool that they're still playing shows. Their environmental initiatives are always really inspiring too. They're really conscious of the effect of live music, and they have carbon neutral touring plans and whatnot. So shout out to Massive Attack. They're still always doing awesome stuff.
Yeah, for real. Before that, you heard Statistical Modeling by Marie Davidson off her new album, City of Clowns. Yeah. And yeah.
Up next, before we take a break, we're going to play the track 4th of July by Galaxy 500. Switch up the vibes a little bit. I've been listening to a lot of Galaxy 500 lately. Just a great band. You can't go wrong. This is 4th of July, and you're listening to Psychic Ceremony on CJLO 1690 AM.
Smile.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We are the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Tune in on Monday, March 10th at 6 p.m. for the 7th episode of Discordia on the 2023 crew campaign and how they became Concordia's new teaching and research assistant labor union.
You're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
Tuesday afternoons at the picture show, watching it twist and shake.
Coma by Pyrex out of New York.
Brand new track.
Brand new single off their forthcoming album of the same name, I believe. Maybe that's actually just the single. Yeah.
Before that, we played In Path of Color by the band Now. They've got their debut record coming out on K Records in a month or two. I'm looking forward to that. If you need that, Cleaners from Venus Itch scratched even further.
That itch will never be scratched. Yeah, before that you heard Hammer by Dumbbells out of Australia from their, that's a single off their forthcoming album Up Late with Dumbbells on Total Punk Records.
Yeah, awesome label, Total Punk.
Yes, absolutely. Some of the best. And before that you heard 4th of July by Galaxy 500.
Some may say
Galaxy 500. Yeah, abrupt vibe switch from the you know, spacey you know, grimy side of things to the you know, garage rock side.
We're shaking it up a little today, you know,
changing the game.
We're gonna round it out, I think, here in a second with did this come out last year?
Yeah,
this was one of, I think, both of our favorites.
December
of the last year. This is
we play it so much.
We played it. I don't know if we played this track, but this is Blood from Cassie Krutt off their self-titled EP that we love so much. You know, I don't know if we'll have any songs from them to play after this one.
No, I think we will have played all five tracks from this album. But yeah, really stellar release.
It's so good.
I keep coming back to it every few weeks, really. And yeah, it's like all I listen to.
Josh was saying earlier, it's like the kind of record you just always have a new favorite song from. I couldn't agree more. Yeah, I can't get enough of this. They're actually coming back on my birthday, May 24th, Bar La Ritz. I've got my tickets. You should get yours. We'll be there.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Psychic Ceremony. It's been great. I think we're only going to get to play like
a couple
seconds of this song.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, 10 seconds of Blood.
Tune in next week.